Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
7:14 now, high 44 degrees today. It's overcast. Ron will have your whole forecast in a minute here, but it's the time of the week where the Farinis stop by every week this half hour to talk about marriage and challenging issues folks have, sometimes funny things, sometimes just lighthearted things. But this week, Joe and Cindy, you got a real tough question from a listener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. We got this via Kathleen, so we appreciate that. And this gal has mentioned that she committed adultery a number of years ago, and that she knows that God forgives her, but her husband, who she doesn't believe is a believer, I don't think is taking this very well in terms of mending the relationship. Certainly there's a lot of damage that's done to a marriage when one betrays the marriage with an affair. And so this listener kind of wants to know, like, you know, what do I do with all of this? What do we think about it? What do we do with it? And so I guess I would begin to start by just saying, you know, we all have choices to make. And those choices are either for the good or for the bad, and we'll have consequences from them either way. And so, unfortunately, the choices that she made have put her into a situation that's very challenging. And I think we have to recognize, no matter what choices we make, we have to be ready for those consequences. So with that in mind, my first thought was to really come to a place of humility with her husband and to have a conversation that maybe they haven't had in this way. Maybe they've had arguments, maybe they've had words, but they haven't had a conversation where they sit down and she looks at him and just truly out of humility comes to him and says, "I messed up." Mm-hmm. And then comes to her and, or she comes to him and says, you know, and this is how, naming it, naming the sin, maybe naming, not blaming, but naming what went wrong and taking full responsibility for her actions. That's where I think it has to begin. And then I think Joe will have maybe something after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joe, what do you think?
Well, I think Cindy nailed it. I mean, the most pressing issue right now is that it's clear she has asked God for forgiveness, and that's a wonderful thing. But I don't see in what she wrote here that she's actually asked her husband for forgiveness, and I hope that she has. But Cindy's, you know, nailed it in terms of saying that she needs to humbly seek his forgiveness. And then at that point, he needs to grant that forgiveness. And until that's done, there's always going to be tension in this relationship. And there's always going to be ready ammunition for a future conflict, because this is obviously an unresolved conflict at this point, from what I'm reading here. And, you know, the other pressing issue here is that, you know, the salvation of this guy. And, you know, until he experiences true forgiveness himself, it's going to be difficult for him to really extend to her as she would like to receive it, the forgiveness that she's looking for.
Yeah.
So that's
Yeah, you know, I think of the scripture right away where it says that love keeps no record of wrong. And for believers, that's certainly something we all strive towards. But he's not a believer, so he may not be able to, you know, accept that. So let's just say that she begs for his forgiveness, and he still can't let it go and still gives her a hard time. I mean, what would you tell her to do?
Well, I think part of this is the consequence of what she has to deal with. Now, in terms of you know, how can she get him to stop calling her names or being unkind to her? Really, we can't change the other person. We have to change us. And so, you know, I don't know the whole situation, but without knowing the whole situation, I would just say take the first step of showing humility, showing kindness, showing respect to your husband, doing the kinds of things that you know you should do and maybe should have done, and then move from there. And as she begins to show how she cares for him and how much this relationship means, perhaps he will then take a step forward in the right direction. I'm not going to say that she should expect it. I don't think any of us should ever expect it, but I think that she has to try to make that step as a believer. That is her responsibility to do that.
And this would also seem to me as one of those times where somebody would need to go get couples counseling.
Definitely. I think that is an issue here. But I think the issue here also is that he has not forgiven her. It's clear.
Yeah.
And you know, because, I mean, true forgiveness means giving up our rights to punish another person. And he seems to be, you know, lounging around in this whole area of unforgiveness. And he's going to continue to hold us over her as long as he possibly can. And I think, you know, we need to keep in mind there's some basic principles when it comes to conflict resolution that we need to just always keep in mind. And, you know, number one is seeking and granting forgiveness is one thing, but understanding that forgiveness and forgetting are two different things. And we need to understand that, you know, forgiveness, like unconditional love, is really something that comes from the spirit, but forgetting is a function of our mind. And we need to choose not to remember those past offenses. And until we can get to that point, we're not going to be able to resolve this issue to the point where she wants it. And here's another basic principle, and that is that what needs to be restored here is trust. And, you know, trust will only be rebuilt through consistent behavior over time. And this spouse's hurt isn't going to go away instantly. And as Cindy said, I mean, that's to be understood. So this is where you need to give grace. You need to give some time on this thing. But you need to ask God for wisdom and understanding. And she needs to, the wife at this point, just needs to understand that this was a great violation of that relationship. But she needs to go back to humbly seeking his forgiveness. And she needs to do it on a regular basis, so be it. But this guy needs to know that she is sincere and she is desiring to bring reconciliation back into that relationship. Yeah. It takes time.
It's a tough road ahead regardless. I mean, even when both people are followers of Christ, I mean, this can very, very challenging issue to,
sure,
you know, move on from. I mean, and, you know, to move from I forgive you to I trust you again has to take a lot of time, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And it's going to take action after action of truth and belief for that husband to gain that confidence in his wife. But let me just add, maybe as a almost closing statement here, and that is, we have known many in our own personal life, from our church, from our, you know, groups that we've met along the way, when we speak nationally, we know many, many couples who have been sadly down this road, who have reconciled and gone on to have a very strong, vibrant marriage. So it can be done, but it does take work, and the work is worth all the effort.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Amen. And again, seek counseling on this. Don't try to do it alone.
Oh, yeah.
Pray about it fervently. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those where, you know, God's standard for human sexuality makes so much sense. Yes. And in this case, it's obviously not just a physical violation. It's so hard to repair the emotional and spiritual damage done in these situations.
Right.
Like, God has so many reasons why his laws make sense. And this certainly illustrates that. So now if folks want to get you a question tied to some of their struggles, or perhaps they want to comment or connect to you, how can they do that, you guys?
Well, thank you so much for how you guys even led us to this question. So
sure.
People, first they could come to us, but if they're not able to, always come to Brian and Kathleen and they mm-hmm. can get it to us. But if you want to come to CindyFarini.com, that would be the first way, because you can email through our website. But we also have on Facebook, My Marriage Matters, where we have a daily Monday through Friday little something for you to think about, 9 o'clock in the morning it posts. And that's another great way. You can post a question through there privately, but it's easier through the website. We like that better. Mm-hmm. So we'd love to hear from you no matter what. Come and like us on My Marriage Matters.
Sounds great. All right. And we look forward to talking to you again next week, you two.
Thanks so
all
much,
right.
you guys.
Thank you.
Have a great day.